Gardening can be fun. And here to tell us all about our little gardening problems and to give us some tips on how to make our gardens grow better, here is WRC's gardening expert, Gordon Greenthumb.
Oh, the flowers that bloom in the spring, tra-la. Good afternoon, folks, and hello there, Willard Scott.
And a great big fat old tra-la to you, Gordon.
It's a beautiful day here in Washington, the kind of a day that you just love to get out there and commune with nature.
I noticed you have dirt all the way up to your elbow today on your right arm.
I've been working out in my garden all morning, in fact, all weekend, as a matter of fact.
Well, Gordon, today one of our questions would like to be posed concerning the perennials. How are your perennials?
Well, the last I heard from them, they were fine. My perennials live out in Dayton, Ohio, of course, and I don't get out there very frequently, but...
No, I mean your perennial bloomers.
Well, I don't. I don't wear those. The flowers, the ever-bloomers.
Ever-bloomers.
Oh, they're fine, Willard. Yes, indeed.
How about Pete Moss?
I haven't seen Pete in years. I knew him in gardening club a long time ago, back in Ohio, I guess it was. I haven't seen Pete in years.
This is the season for bulbs, isn't it?
That is quite true, yes.
Well, would you give us a tip on what bulbs you prefer to plant this time?
Well, I noticed that in some of your local stores, the GE is having a fine sale on bulbs. They're 20s and 40s and 75 watters and the big 100-watt bulbs and the three-way bulbs for your three-way lamps. I suggest that you stock up on them right now.
I think this kid took a four-way coal tablet and it went the wrong way. I'm not sure.
Well, you said bulbs, didn't you? I was just talking about bulbs.
All right, Gordon. Well, as a final question, one of our listeners has written in concerning the soil in the District of Columbia. Is it good to put nitrogen in the soil, or would be better off to use just plain lime?
Are you sure of what you're asking me? I don't quite think you got the point across there.
Well, I was a little slow in chopping it out.
Depends on what flavor you like your soil. Of course, I don't recommend that you get out there and eat dirt, but if you like lime-flavored dirt, that's perfectly all right with me, because when you're working around in your garden, you're bound to swallow a little dirt, just like a man in the ocean swallows a little water. So long, folks.
Thank you very much. You've been listening to WRC's gardening expert, Gordon Greenthumb, with Gardening with Gordon. And we'll be back again next Monday, brought to you by the F.W. Bulgiani & Company.
What are they going to pay me?
What laughs? This is NBC, the national paying company. If you thought that one was funny, stay tuned. They get hilarious after this.